The Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win and get paid. We also brought you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to play for free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code SGP to get a shot millions of dollars in prizes all week long only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL and MLB action? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co, promo code SGP20. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers and make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to your Champions League and Europa League show because we are covering both the finals here. However, that won't be the final time you hear that music this season, because tomorrow we are going to be doing that very special edition of Soccer in 20, the second part of the two-part tutorial, and we are going to be using the Champions League final to educate you on the remaining soccer markets that we did not cover. Of course, that's going to include the Asian goal lines and the Asian handicap lines. And we are going to be using Bayern Munich versus PSG to do that. So we are going to still break down the final here. I am going to give my picks for both the finals. I am going to give tactical breakdowns of how I see the games playing out. But if there's anything that confuses you on this show, make sure you listen to Soccer in 20, because I'm going to finally explain all of those markets, and I'm going to use the Champions League finals to do that, as I promised at the start of the tournament. But as I said, you are listening to the Champions League and the Europa League show because we are covering both of the finals, and this is going to be one of the final shows that you hear here that's simulcasting on the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. So of course, tomorrow we're going to have Soccer in 20. After that, I'm going to give you next season's EPL preview, but the EPL preview will be the final show that simulcasts on both networks. After that, it's going to be all on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. That means the Bundesliga, that means the Bundesliga show, and that means all of the future EPL shows and the future Champions League shows as well will all be here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So make sure you subscribe to that. Make sure that you become a subscriber. Make sure that you leave a review and get involved here with the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network over at the SGP Network. I will still be on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network for the fight show. You can follow my Twitter at SGPEPL, where I continue to give you guys the free plays if you continue to give me those reviews on iTunes. And of course, you can check out my website, lockbetting.com. Not going to tout it too much. We're having a very, very good month. Only two losing days so far in August. And if you want to know what happened in July, then just head over to at SGPEPL, look at the pinned tweet and it will take you straight over to lockbetting.com. It's free to have a look. In fact, all of my P&Ls are there for 75 months because I have 75 months of continuous tracked profit, and there is no better time to sign up with the Champions League final, the Europa League final, WWE SummerSlam at the weekend, loads of UFC, MLB, NBA, the NFL's coming back. No better time to sign up. And this soccer break is going to be very, very short because the domestic seasons around Europe are coming back in mid-September. So there's hardly going to be a break after these Champions League and Europa League finals. Plus, we have been doing very well on these shows. Went 3-1 on the last podcast, coming off a 7-4 on the podcast before that. And of course, as you guys know, we started 10-2 with the very first show. So strong, strong showing here with these European shows. And we look to finish even stronger with these finals, starting, of course, with the Europa League, which takes place on Friday between Inter Milan and Sevilla. Inter Milan are the best priced 4-6 favourites to lift the trophy here tomorrow. Sevilla are available at 5-4 in the 90-minute markets. Inter Milan are 6-5 to win in 90 minutes. Sevilla are available at 5-2. And the draw is available at 12-5. Now, a lot has been made about how this is Sevilla's competition, about how they are Europa League specialists, about how they are very difficult to beat in this competition. And as a Man United fan, I just witnessed that because we lost 2-1 to Sevilla from a goal up. They also knocked out Wolves the round before. And prior to that, they convincingly beat Roma. However, Roma was their only convincing performance. Manchester United absolutely dominated this team and should have scored 3 or 4 goals just at the start of the second half. Wolves were eliminated by Sevilla off the back of missing a penalty which should have been retaken, and we know from past experiences that retaken penalties usually get scored. Had Wolves gone ahead in that game, it may have been a very different outcome. So this team, who have been touted as this high quality team and Europa League specialist, etc., I don't think they're that at all. They are simply what they are factually, the fourth best team in Spain, nowhere near Real Madrid, Sevilla and Atletico Madrid. And this is a fading league. This is a league that's getting worse and worse. And it may be some time before we see a Champions League winner emerging from Spain, despite the fact they've dominated and they've not been helped by their own league. They've priced themselves out of TV deals in the UK and the US. And if you don't have big TV deals, it's difficult to give your clubs money. So they haven't been able to add the players. Plus, stylistically, Spain is lagging behind. The tiki-taka style doesn't work anymore. Direct football is the way forward. The high press is the way forward. Heavy metal football is the way forward. The slow possession-based game is something that top teams have left in the past. And you only need to look at the two Champions League finalists who don't play that way. In the EPL, we've just seen a Liverpool team managed by Jurgen Klopp overcome a possession-based Pep Guardiola Manchester City team. We've just seen it done convincingly in the EPL. Manchester City will need to make changes next season. This can be a problem when sometimes you have a manager who's married to a specific style of play. Stylistic loyalty doesn't really get you too far in football in the long run. But what we have in Antonio Conte, much like we had during the Mourinho era, we have a manager who isn't married to a style. We have a manager who sets up every game to beat the opposition that's in front of him. A separate game plan, not a marriage to a style, but a game plan to go up against who's in front of you. And mark my words, next season, this team are going to be serious contenders for the Serie A title, because they have the personnel in this team to carry out any tactical plan that Conte wants to play out. And a lot of people would turn around and say, well, this guy likes to play the same formation all of the time. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. And that's not style. That's a formation. Conte likes a back three. But what he can do within that back three is all very different, because he can turn that back three into a back five, or he can turn that back five into three at the back and use those guys as wing backs, which is a five-man midfield of two strikers. Or he can do what he did at Chelsea and play a 3-4-3 and have two wingers, one striker, four people in midfield. The four in midfield would be your two wing backs and your two holding midfield players. And then you have your three centre backs. The three centre backs is the thing that he loves. He's married to the three centre backs, but that is an ideology and a formation that isn't a strategic loyalty where he wants to go out and stylistically play the same way every game, like a lot of managers in football. That's why I love Antonio Conte. That's why this team will challenge for the league. That's why he's one of the best managers in the world. And that's why they will win the Europa League today. I think they'll beat this Sevilla team. I think Sevilla have got through by the skin of their teeth. Yes, they put out a very good performance against Roma. But since then, they've rode their luck all the way to the final. And the pundits have very much overrated them throughout. Man United were made out to have been beaten by one of the best teams that ever played in Europe. That's how the British media perceived Sevilla. And I don't know if it was a case of trying to spare the blushes of Man United or generally trying to spare the blushes of English sides. Even Lyon were touted as a very good team with European pedigree. They're seventh in France. The English teams have done poorly after getting to both the Europa League final last year and the Champions League final, where all four of them played out the finals last year, to do as badly as they've done this season. The English teams need to go and have a look at themselves, as do the Spanish leagues, because there's no way that the German league and the French league are the strongest, yet they have all the representation in the Champions League in the final four. And here we have an Italian team and a Spanish team. But of course, as I said, Sevilla rode their luck. Inter Milan have looked different class. And this is a team that can go on and get stronger. They can win Serie A titles. They can get stronger and build, attract new players and challenge for the Champions League in the future if they stick with it. And Conte does have the personnel. And I think it all starts with winning this trophy here against Sevilla. Because if you're looking at a combined 11 between these two teams, then you would load it up with Inter Milan players. In fact, I'm going to do an article over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and you'll see that the team is absolutely loaded up with Inter players. But sometimes that doesn't just dictate how things go, because obviously when you have certain managers, they can overcome. That's how Jose Mourinho became a big name. He overcame. He won the Champions League with Porto. He won the Champions League with a very poor Inter Milan team. That's why he was one of the best managers in history. But Antonio Conte is one of the best managers in the world right now. So Sevilla don't have that advantage either. In addition to that, this Inter Milan team are an absolute fire. Let's run through some of the statistics coming into this tournament. Inter Milan scored two or more goals in 14 of the last 16 games. Inter have won 8 of the last 10 games in all competitions. Inter have scored exactly 2 goals in 4 of their last 5 matches. Sevilla conceded 20 shots in their semi-final win against Man United. Now, Man United were deadly finishers at the start of lockdown, but really cooled off towards the end. I wrote that in my write-up where I was talking about how Man United were finding it difficult to find a net, only scoring 7 in their last 5. This Inter Milan team haven't been doing that. You give them 20 shots at goal, you're going to get beaten by 5 or 6. And I think this isn't going to be difficult for Inter. I would take Inter here on the money line. But to be safe, to make sure that we land our final lock here for the Europa League, I would take them to win this trophy at 4-6. Because there's value there, because they're significantly the better team in every department. Yes, Sevilla are on a long unbeaten record, but there's a lot of draws in that. And over a 120-minute period, Inter Milan are going to beat you. But I don't think it's going to get that far. Because I don't think they've played a team as good as Inter Milan. They played a fading Barcelona in La Liga and they pulled out a 0-0 draw in that game. They played against a Man United team that somehow couldn't find the back of the net with all of those chances that they created. As I said, have rode their luck. But eventually, luck runs out, especially in football. And when you're coming up against a team in this form that have looked that good, and if you saw, we all saw what they did against Shakhtar, then you have to ride here with Inter Milan, with the better managers, the better players, the better form. Everything is going for them. And it's making 4-6 look very, very generous in this game. I'm not going to run through any other markets. Obviously, everything's available there. You've got over, unders, both teams to score, goal scorers, all of that. Just keep it simple with this game. Inter Milan to lift this trophy at 4-6. And if you fancy it, if you really fancy going for it and you believe what I say, then take the +120 for Inter to just get this done in 90 minutes on the money line. Just invest in that if you want to make a little bit more and you don't want to lay that extra juice at 4-6. But 4-6 for me is the way to go, because I can only see one team winning this trophy, and that is Antonio Conte's Inter Milan. Before we roll on with the Champions League final, let me let you know that everything I'm giving out here, along with the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, UFC, etc., you can bet it all over at mybookie.ag. Use that promo code SGP and you will double your first deposit, with new players getting up to $1,000 in free money, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Thousands of cross-sport wagers, props and parlays await. Sign up now to bet with the best and celebrate your victory. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. We're, of course, also brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to play free with your first deposit. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code SGP to get your shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long only at DraftKings. Let me also give a shout out here to BetQL. If you want to get a big advantage over that sportsbook when it comes to NBA, NHL, MLB action, you need to download the BetQL app. It's the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to BetQL.co and enter the promo code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's BetQL.co and the promo code SGP20. And finally, let me give a shout out here to Ace Per Head, because that's where you need to go if you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook. Ace is here to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you with all-inclusive professional betting site with all lines updated in a second and wages graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers a live betting and an amazing mobile betting experience. You can get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. All you need to do is go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Rolling on with that Champions League final. What a final this is going to be. Don't forget, I'm doing a special show for this final, part two of Soccer in 20, and I'm going to break down all of the available markets, every single one. I'm going to do a tutorial for every market, and I'm going to use the prices for the Champions League final. So we're going to have more of a tactical breakdown here when we're looking at Paris Saint-Germain versus Bayern Munich, which goes down on Sunday. Bayern Munich are the strong favourites, but not as strong as they were a few games back, because after they beat Barcelona, they were available at around about minus 200 to win this tournament. They've come in a little bit now. Bayern Munich are available at 4-7, with PSG available at a best price of 6-4. In 90 minutes, Bayern Munich are even money to win this game in 90 minutes. It's 31-10 the draw, and you can get 9-4 on PSG. Still seems like a bit of a foregone conclusion to some. Still looks like we've got a very strong favourite, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't necessarily want to stick my neck out and say that PSG are going to win this game. I just don't think that Bayern Munich should be the nearly minus 200 favourites to win this, simply because PSG are capable of attacking the one Achilles heel that we've seen for Bayern, which is the fact that they press up very high when they defend with that high line, and they leave a ton of space at the back. And who can exploit space at the back? Well, it certainly isn't slow Barcelona attackers like Luis Suarez and Anton Griezmann and a 33-year-old Lionel Messi. They're not going to get behind your back line, yet they still scored two goals. Lyon had a ton of chances to score before Bayern Munich did in that game. But Lyon don't have Neymar, and they sure as hell don't have Kylian Mbappe. If Kylian Mbappe gets behind this Bayern Munich back line, the Paris Saint-Germain are scoring in this game, which is really going to open it up, especially if PSG get the first goal. Can PSG stop Bayern Munich scoring? No, they can't. But this is the best team defensively that they've come up against, which is a weird thing to say when you're talking about Paris Saint-Germain. But Tuchel knew at the start of the season, he knows every season they're already going to win the French league. So there was a ton of focus put on sorting out this defence and keeping a lot more clean sheets. And they've done that. They've got some big, tough, rugged defenders. They've got Thiago Silva still there in his final season, leading the line. They look a lot more organised. They are going to miss Keylor Navas. I don't think Keylor Navas is going to come back. That is going to be a big miss for PSG in goal. But aside from that, they do have much better defensive organisation. So Bayern Munich aren't just going to roll up here and put in 3, 4, 5 goals against this PSG team. But there are going to be goals in this game. So when you're looking at the other markets, whereas in the last game, I wasn't interested in exploiting those markets because I had such confidence in Inter Milan. I don't quite have the same confidence here on PSG. All I'm telling you here is that this team are a runner. I'm telling you here that Bayern Munich shouldn't be close to minus 200 to lift this trophy and even money to get a job done in 90 minutes. The over-under markets here are quite clearly favouring the over. There's not too much value on over 2.5 at 2-5 or both teams to score at 1-2 minus 200. So you will have to fish around and look at those Asian lines. Now, I'm going to explain the Asian lines on the Soccer in 20 show. So it's not really worth my while getting into them. But just for the people that do understand them, the over 3 goals is available at 3-5, which pushes on 3 goals. See, I'm already tempted to give you the explanation. 3.25 is available at 4-5, and over 3.5 goals is available at 6-5. There could be some value there because this game could very easily produce 3 goals. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Desmond 2-2 and we do end up seeing this one going to extra time because, as I said, don't think it's going to be as cut and dry as Bayern Munich just coming out blitzing another team and getting their hands on the Champions League. It's not going to be that easy. This is the final, I think, that everybody wanted. When the draw was made, I looked at it and I immediately said on this show, this is a dream draw for Paris Saint-Germain. If you'd handed in that draw, they would have taken it. But due to the Champions League frailties, I thought Atletico Madrid would be able to frustrate them and stop them getting to this final. Atletico Madrid went out against Leipzig. That, for me, was the surprise of the tournament. Even more surprising than Manchester City losing to Lyon, because Manchester City have history against Lyon. Lyon have beaten Manchester City before. Leipzig were taking on a Atletico Madrid team who had just knocked out Liverpool and were in excellent form post-lockdown in La Liga. And they were doing it without Werner, their best player, who they sold to Chelsea. I didn't think they had any chance at all. And Atletico Madrid went in with completely the wrong tactics. I think they felt like they were going to win. It was not a Simeone team. They were not well drilled and they ended up getting eliminated. But that was all down to how poorly Atletico played. At that point, I knew that PSG were going to drill Leipzig. I knew that Lyon were going to get drilled by Bayern. And I knew in the Europa League that Inter were going to drill Shakhtar. These were all client plays. Inter on the money line. We had over 2.5 goals. We have a two-unit play on Inter Milan to win the Europa League. We have that at 7-5. And we had play on we had a play on Bayern Munich over 2.5 team goals against Lyon. It was all easy for me. I saw these games as very, very one-sided games. And I look at this final and I do not see a one-sided game at all. I do not understand how Bayern Munich's moneyline price is very close to the moneyline price that PSG were to beat Leipzig, and also quite close to the Inter Milan price to beat Shakhtar Donetsk. Now, obviously, that Inter Milan price went a little bit crazy on the last day. I think towards kickoff, they ended up going off at 13-20. But initially, it was quite close to this. And I think that the gap between Inter and Shakhtar and the gap between Paris and Leipzig is far bigger than the gap between these two teams. I think this is going to be a decent final. I think that it's going to produce goals. I think Bayern can capitalize on PSG's nervousness of being in their first final. I think they're just going to carry on doing what they do. It's worked for them post-lockdown. They've been 100%. They've continued it through on the Champions League and they'll continue to play the way they play with no fear. But there's going to be opportunities with that high line for PSG to get round the back and they will score in this game. I think that you're best off going with both teams to score and the over 2.5 goals in a double. If you put those two things together, you will end up getting that at 4-5 minus 125. That would be my initial pick for this game. Of course, I'm going to be looking at more lines and everything over at Soccer in 20 as we do a more extensive breakdown for the Champions League. But for this show, I'm going to give you the lock. It's going to be in the Europa League. It's a no-brainer. It's pretty obvious from the way I've covered these games and talked about them. It's going to be Inter Milan to win the Europa League at 4-6. If you want to win a little bit more money, then go and hit that money line at 6-5 plus 120 because I think Inter Milan are a class above Sevilla. I've said Sevilla have rode their luck in this competition. There's a ton of statistical data for Inter Milan coming in based on the number of clean sheets they've got, based on the number of games that they've won, based on the number of goals that they've scored. And yes, I understand Sevilla have won a lot of Europa Leagues. I understand that Sevilla are coming in on a long unbeaten run. I understand that they knocked Manchester United out of this competition. But at this moment in time, Inter Milan are a better team than Manchester United. Inter Milan's problem was the fact that they've got such a poor record in Europe over the years. And that was always off-putting. That's why I thought that Manchester United were a more secure bet because they had such a clear run to the final and they were a better team than Sevilla. When people were looking ahead at Man United having to get past Copenhagen and then the winner of Wolves and Sevilla, it was a no-brainer to take Manchester United at plus money. And even though Man United are out of the competition, it wasn't the wrong side because we all watched that game. And Sevilla rode their luck. But here we have more clinical finishers. We have a team that are in better form. And as I said, I've already done the review. I've already gone through the statistical data. I've already given some strong analysis on this game. This is the lock. Inter Milan to lift the trophy at 4-6. And if 4-6 is too juicy, take that money line, 6-5 plus 120, Inter win this trophy against Sevilla today. So, as I said, one last time, Soccer in 20, the tutorial of all of the soccer markets, and we will be using the Champions League final to run through that. We're using the Champions League final odds, and I'll be explaining what every single major market means over at Soccer in 20. If you haven't heard part one, go and check that out. That's still available on the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed. That's it for me and this edition of the Champions League show and the Europa League show. Just one final reminder, don't forget that there are only two shows left that will be simulcasting on both the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It will be Soccer in 20, which will be available tomorrow, and of course that EPL season preview. After that, the Bundesliga season preview is going to be exclusive to the Soccer Gambling Podcast Network, as will the Bundesliga show, as will the EPL show and the Champions League show. So you won't get those shows anymore unless you subscribe to this feed. Also, if you've ever left a review for me over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, I appreciate it. But please leave me a new review for this new feed because it does help all of our statistics. It helps our metrics. It helps us get sponsors and it helps us get higher up on those iTunes charts. So new reviews will be very much appreciated. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.